Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the podcast we come together every single week to learn, to grow, and to share information that we believe can be a tremendous blessing to you. I want to thank you so much for just being connected today. And if this is your first time, thank you so much for just being a part. If you've heard about this podcast from someone, I'd like to know how you discovered us, because this is a place where we believe leaders inspire leaders. There's something inside of you that I want to push out. That's the greatness that's on your life. And we believe iron sharpens iron. So we thank you. We don't take for granted your involvement and participation in this particular podcast, because it's different. It's a unique community. And thank you so much. Of course, I'd love to know who you are. So follow me at JosephWalker3 out there on Instagram. That would mean the world just to connect with you. And also, I'd love for you to go to my website, josephwalker3.org, to get books, content, find out when I'll be in your city, all those wonderful things. We just love to collaborate and know more about you. I'm thankful, grateful for all of you. And let me tell you, my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube station. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want you to go over there and subscribe to it. Check it out. I believe it can be a tremendous blessing to you. So go check it out, see what's going on there. And I promise you, it'll be a tremendous blessing. So thank you so much for just being a part of this community. And today I'm excited about the topic we're going to deal with, because it's a topic that often people ask me about when I'm out and about. They want to know, how do I motivate people to get things done? We're talking about, how do you motivate people toward action? There is a sense of apathy sometimes, and people can be on that perpetual swing. Sometimes they're ready to move, they're on fire, and then sometimes they're lethargic and they're casual in their response. And sometimes it can be frustrating as a leader, particularly if you're A-type like me, or you're a gunner. You want to get things done. There's a cadence tied to it. There's a timing involved. And getting people motivated is a huge, huge part of it. Now, I always say, if you're a leader, leadership is about getting people to follow you. And it's about having a vision that's clear and motivating people to follow that vision, regardless of what may be occurring in their own lives. If you call yourself a leader and no one's following you, you are just taking a walk. So I want today to talk to real leaders who have people that they know need to be inspired and motivated from time to time. Maybe your team right now is lethargic. Maybe you're like, I've got all these great things I'm trying to do and nobody seems to be motivated but me. I feel like I'm at a buffet and nobody's hungry but me. Well, let's talk about how to get those folks engaged. How do you get people motivated toward action? Number one, a purposeful vision. I think it's important to clearly communicate a compelling vision that aligns with the team's values and aspirations, and giving them a sense of purpose and direction. People follow vision. And when that vision is very clear, that's why the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain that those who read it can run with it, as if to suggest that once they understand it and it aligns with their values and your values, they will buy in and run with it, be involved, take actionable steps toward the fulfillment of that vision. So it's very important that the vision is not vague. There is no sense of people wondering, what are we doing here? Why are we doing it? So I always say, always be clear about what it is you want to do. Be clear about why you want to do it. Be clear about how you're going to do it. Be clear about when you expect to do it, right? And I think who is involved, their role in making it happen. So when people see their role in it, they begin to see themselves as partners of the manifestation of the vision. It can't just be, this is my vision, come alongside, I'll be Santa, you be the elves. No, it's about, we share in the manifestation of this vision. 2 Corinthians 4:1 is a powerful scripture that says, therefore, seeing vision, we collaboratively have this ministry, this vision, this assignment together, that I see it as a collective and not as an individual pursuit. And that's how you get people really motivated, because they can see their role in the manifestation of the vision. So that's an important part to stick to. And I want you to hold true to that. Number two is about positive environment. You have to foster a supportive and encouraging atmosphere that celebrates the achievement and recognizes the efforts of others. And it also promotes a culture of positivity and motivation. I cannot underestimate this. This is so important. The environment that you have, people are more inclined to take action when there is a positive environment around you. When you are a person that's supporting others, they see the folks who you value are people that are, you know, a part of your team. I do this all the time. I share, you know, every person on our team has great value, whether you, you know, are the custodian, whether you are the COO. I treat them the same. I speak to them. I congratulate them. I thank them. I honor them. Why? Because people don't have to support the vision that you have. And so when people see you being kind, see you supporting and investing in and spending time with, they want to be a part of something like that. That becomes kind of a movement. That becomes a part of the culture, that this is such a positive place where my work is not, you know, overlooked, but it is celebrated. It is celebrated. And I think that's a huge part. This work is celebrated. And so I think as you go forward, make certain that you celebrate those who are doing the work. And I believe it can be a tremendous blessing. Here's number three. Number three is about personal connections, because personal connections deals with building genuine relationships with your team members and understanding their individual motivations, their strengths, their challenges, and tailoring your approach to inspire each person effectively. So building that genuine relationship amongst each other, connecting folks on the team, helps those who are motivated pull those who may be unmotivated up and say, let's do this together. You don't have to be the singular person trying to motivate your team with some big speech, but you have people who are pushing and motivate. It's like watching a sports team, right? You watch the coach who inspires, who motivates and says, guys, let's do this, let's make this happen. But it's the folks on the floor or on the field who are pulling their teammates saying, come on, just one more play. We got this. We're doing this. That's what you want to do. It's hard to motivate people you don't have a connection to. So fostering that level of personal connection is key in getting people toward action. That's kind of serves in essence as somewhat of an accountability system that everybody on the team holds everybody else accountable. And accountability is what pushes people toward action, because there's no slackers there. I talk often, I preached recently a message about the lame man who had friends. I called it friends or fans. I want you to go check it out on YouTube, Mount Zion, Nashville, friends, not fans. And in that message, I was talking about the four friends that the lame man had who were willing to get him to Jesus, and they all took his cot and carried him. And I talked about the importance of load distribution and how each person carried their corner. And if you have something that's 100 pounds, but if four people are carrying it properly, they're only carrying 25 pounds versus one person carrying 100. And what you want to have is a team that is so connected that everybody carries their corner. Everybody holds down their particular area so that there's no imbalance as it relates to how we handle the weight of the assignment. And I think that's important, because when people are carrying too much weight, they are overworked, they are stressed, and they experience burnout really quickly. So sharing of that is an incredible part of this journey. Here's number four. The power of example. What gets people motivated toward action is when you lead by example. You demonstrate commitment, integrity, and passion in your action. That inspires others to follow suit and take initiative. It's all about your affect. It's all about how you show up. One of the things I commit myself to every day when I pray before I leave the house is let my personality, let my energy be contagious. Let this excitement and passion I have for getting things done be as such that when you're around me, it motivates you to just want to get up and do something. You ever been around those people that when you see them, or sometimes you can turn on television or YouTube, et cetera, you can see someone and you're like, man, I got to get up and do something because, man, they just inspire me. That's what we are. Next level leader. That's who we are. We're those people. We are the people who lead by example. We're the people who show up early, leave late. We're the people who do the follow through, who do what we say we're going to do and not leave things tabled or have emails backed up for weeks and don't respond to people. We are people who take action. Once you give us an assignment, once we ideate a vision, it doesn't sit on the shelf. We are actively moving to make that thing happen. And leading by example is where the passion is. It's where things begin to happen. So I think it's an amazing thing, man, when you really can lead like that and to help people, because that's a beautiful thing, particularly when you recognize that people are watching and there are people watching you that you may not even realize who's watching you. And that's why it's so important to be that example. Here's number five, the provision of resources to ensure that your team has the necessary tools, training, and support to accomplish their tasks. And that is what allows people to take action confidently. Some people don't take action because they say, well, I don't have all the tools I need to be effective, or I don't feel supported. There's no training given to us, so I don't want to continuously do something or have expectations, and there's no support from this organization to help me become a better person. One of the things I do is assess my team and find out what areas do they need training or would like to have furthering education, and try to partner them up with various organizations or groups or schools or individuals who can mentor them. This is so important because people need the tools to do what they need to do to be effective. If you don't provide the tools necessary for me to win, how in the world can I do it? You can't ask me to show up. I don't know what the deal is, don't know what the vision is. And you say, we're going to paint this wall, but then there's no paintbrushes. You get it? So I want to show up prepared to paint. I want to show up with my painting outfit on and have my own brush and know what's going on. So I just think it's important to make sure that you invest in your team, invest, pay your staff well. Pay your staff well. I'll say it again, pay your staff well. Invest in their furthering education, invest in making certain that they have the tools to be effective so that they can accomplish what they need to accomplish. And so here's the next thing, and I think it's incredibly important, is to participate in decision-making. So you have to involve your team members in the decision-making process. I want to lean in on that for a moment. I was mentoring a gentleman who was saying, listen, my team is so loyal. I love them so much, but I need a person to come in and manage them from the outside so that I can move on into another part of the business without having them work on the day-to-day operations. And I said, well, what's important for this is that you have these folks who've been loyal, who've been a part of your team. When you bring somebody else on, it's important that they have a voice in that person's arrival. They have an opportunity to meet the person, to ask questions, et cetera. Yes, you do the hiring, HR takes to the process, but I just think it's important that people feel that they have a voice in the decision that's being made. They understand the day-to-day. They understand what's going on. And so it's just important in any decision-making movement that you allow people who are working with you, serving around you, to have a stake in how things pan out. People feel heard. People often are more inclined to be involved, right? So let's review our first six principles before we go to number seven, as always. And we're talking about how to motivate people toward action, how to get those folks up and get them moving, man. How do we get those lazy folk out and say, come on, y'all, let's do this. That's a shared vision. Let's go. Well, we want to be clear about purposeful vision. We talked about that, the clarity of vision, communicate that vision with clarity so everybody understands my what I'm trying to do, when I'm trying to do it, where I'm trying to do it, how I'm trying to do it. why I'm doing it and what is their role in it to make it happen. This is big. So have a very purposeful and clear vision. Number two, we talked about having positive environment, having that environment around you. One of the previous podcasts, I talked about how do you eliminate a toxic culture, but now you have to have a positive environment, fostering support, creating an atmosphere where you celebrate the achievements of folks, no matter how minor it may appear to you, it's major to them. So celebrate that, honor that. That's an important part. And then personal connection, building team camaraderie, making certain that the relationships are genuine, that people understand that individualizing the assignment may not be the most healthy way, but we all are in this together, pushing each other. Operative word for that principle was accountability, making certain that someone is holding me accountable. Here's number four. It is the power of example, leading by example, demonstrating commitment, integrity, and passion in your action. You know, this is important because it inspires others to follow suit and to take initiative. This is when you know that I am called to do something and I must lead and people are watching me and I set the tone. Again, everything rises and falls on leadership. So I'm setting the tone. I'm setting the example. And I think that's an important thing, right? That's a very important thing for all of us to think through as it relates to our leadership. And then number five is provision and resource. Am I providing the tools necessary to maintain what I'm attempting to do here? People are going to be involved if they feel supported, if they feel they are valued, if they feel they have the actual tools to make things happen. That's on the leader's playbook. You've got to be willing to do that. That's on you. And that's your responsibility, right? But then I think it's important to allow people to participate in decision-making, to include people in how decisions are being made, having those roundtables, those think tanks. What do you think? What should we do? If you were in my situation, how would you move in this? Getting kind of an entire wealth of knowledge around what people may be thinking so that you can make a prayerful and skillful decision around how you're going to facilitate the vision that you have. Number seven, performance feedback, man. Like getting people who participate to give some feedback, providing regular and constructive feedback that forces us to look at our growth and involvement and helping individuals to see their progress and to stay motivated. When people are able to talk, hey, this is how this one was. This is what we could have done better. This is what I could have done better. Keeping people engaged in the process keeps them connected. So then they're not out here just randomly saying, well, I'm casually connected and, you know, if something big happens, I might pop in. This is the idea that I am getting feedback constantly and tell me what's the best day to do this. What's the best path forward? How do we galvanize more people in this area and that area? This is why it is incredibly important, right? That you get that feedback. And so performance feedback is huge to this process. And I just want to pause and thank you. I hope this episode has been a tremendous blessing to you. Let me tell you why. Because you've got stuff to do and you can't do it by yourself. There is a whole host of people that are on fire, ready to do it. They just need a push. They just need a motivating factor to help push that thing over the top. I want to thank you because Next Level Leader, that's what we do. And that's who we are. We're motivators by nature. So I want to appreciate you and thank you so much for listening in. I want to make sure you go to my website. Please go there. I've got a book I want each one of you to read. If you hadn't read it yet, go and get it. Leadership and Loneliness. Woo! That's my latest book. Get a copy of it. Read through it. A lot of what I talked about, you'll say, wow, I understand why he was speaking in this vein because I get leadership. I do. So go there, get that book. I want to make sure you also go and to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on YouTube. While you're here, go check out a new episode every Friday. Go back and look at some of the other episodes. Man, they're moving fast and we're grateful and thankful to God. I want to appreciate you and thank you for just listening and just know that I appreciate you and thank God for you. I pray God's blessings and God's goodness be upon you. I want to thank you for just being connected and know I truly, truly appreciate you. May God bless you. May God keep you. That's my prayer. Until next time, peace out.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.